We've got Brian Morgan joining us from North Ridgeville. Coach, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Great to be here. Thanks for putting this on and inviting us all.
Well, let's start right in with the expectations for the Rangers this season. I think everybody comes in this time of year, expectations are pretty high. You guys are coming off a year where you won 12 games a season ago. You told me about a week ago that you think guard play is certainly going to be one of your strengths this year. Who are some of those guards that you expect to lead the way?
We have two nice junior guards. Nate Theus is our point guard. Started for the JV team last year. Really good at handling the basketball. Mid-range shot is something that we said is almost like a layup for him. He can take it whenever he wants. And then we also have another junior guard, Bryce Newman, who's been one of the better players in the program for the last 3 years. And he can shoot the ball really well, and he's done a nice job in the offseason getting himself a little bit stronger so he can do more than just shoot it, take the ball to the hole, get some finishes.
You mentioned also to me that you guys have some players that are going to have to overcome some inexperience pretty quickly. Is that the kind of thing that you've noticed so far early in practice, or are you going to have to roll it out there and see how those guys do in the first couple games of the year to see if they've gotten over the inexperience?
Yeah, you know, one of the good things that we have with our team is that they're really good kids that work hard, and, you want that with an inexperienced team because they have to learn from mistakes, and it's going to be at the beginning of the year, you know. Every single scrimmage we've had so far, we've had things we had to point out, go over it in practice, and the kids are starting to pick it up. So, you know, I wish that we had another week or two before we play Elyria game one. But, I think the kids have done a nice job of every single day doing a little bit more and getting a little bit better.
6'4 forward Greg Mogus, he's kind of a newcomer to this year's mix. Is he going to be more of an inside banger, or is he going to be looking to take finesse shots around the paint?
Greg isn't with us anymore.
Oh, all right.
Well, certainly you guys do have some other newcomers that will certainly make their mark on the program as well. Who are some of those newcomers and some of the guys that have really made their mark in practice?
We actually will have a freshman starting for us this year, Jake Boyner. He's a 6'3" freshman guard, a kid that we have seen sort of grow up in our program, and he does a really nice job of being able to get into the lanes, and he's one of those kids that has a knack for getting hands on the ball defensively. He can be anywhere doing anything at any time, and he's still going to be able to get his nose on the ball. So, but once again, another kid that needs a lot of reps and practice, a lot of experience, and we're hoping to see some good things happen with him.
From what you've seen maybe in scrimmages and already how the guys are starting to come together, do you think you'll be able to finish the end of quarter strong and the end of the first half strong without that fade in that last 90 seconds?
You know, it is something that we were very surprised with. We went to Ontario for a scrimmage with six teams, and we ended up, just on the fly, drawing up some stuff at the end of quarters, and the guys executed it pretty well. I just watched our film against Elyria last year, down 5 with a minute and a half left, and we go into halftime down 12. So we definitely made sure we made a point of it. We went over the situations yesterday, being able to control the game and end on a strong note, because with an inexperienced team, a team that maybe hasn't really earned the confidence that they need to start off the season, those are going to be pretty big down the stretch.
How have you done handling pressure defense so far in the preseason?
Well, we went against Oberlin. They did a nice job of getting the hands in the lane, and I thought that we did a pretty good job of holding on to the basketball. Vermillion always does it. We played them in the preview and scrimmaged them this year. And we were able to get some lanes and limit turnovers. But you never know until you go against, Elyria or Lorraine. We ended up having, going against our JV team, we're just not getting that look. You know what I mean? It is what it is. But you throw a six guy on the floor and tell him to get up and don't worry about the help defense. And we try to work those things. But we'll see when it comes on Wednesday.
On Wednesday, you mentioned you're taking on Elyria to open up the year. What are some things that you're looking for from your team in that first contest of the season? I mean, it's fascinating when you have a chance to take a look back at some things that happened last year on film. You talked about how it was just a 5-point deficit. That blew up into a 12-point deficit before the half. What are some things that you're looking for from your team in that first game of the season?
You know, I just want the kids to relax and play basketball. You know, we have right now maybe 10 minutes of varsity experience coming back from last year. And, you know, it's going to be one of those things where as much as you rep it in practice, they're going to put those jerseys on. They're going to go out and they're going to have to get a sweat going and get some of that adrenaline out of their system to start out so that they can execute when we start and have the tip-off. So, you know, that's what I'm looking for those guys, and we want to make sure that, you know, that we put them in the right situation and coaching with our game plan.
Do you have one or two kids that just have really surprised you where you come back from summer break and you're like, wow, he's really improved his game?
You know, one of the things is we have a kid named Dom Farrago, sophomore. He's a post player. He's only about 6 foot, 6 foot one, but he's extremely strong. I mean, the kid can jump out of the gym. One of those things where you see him and the two guys are going for the rebound, and you see the guy's head and you just see Dom's shoulders. And, you know, he can go up and get it. He's a really good football player as well. And he's done a great job so far this year of being able to control boards for us with a team that's really not that tall right now. You know, Jake's only our tallest kid at 6'3". So, you know, it's nice to have some big guys that are bulky and can get rebounds for us.
With the new school over there in North Ridgeville, have they given you your own parking spot, Coach?
I got one that says, win a couple more games,
Coach, or Coach Morgan on it on the parking stone when you roll in or something.
No, I have to hide my car in the low emissions parking spot. But as of right now, no, I don't. No special treatment for me yet.
See, if you had that parking spot, you could auction that off for some serious cash tomorrow night.
There's
Holy
no doubt.
Smokes, you could have made a small fortune on that for tomorrow night's game.
Cool 50 on that spot.
The amount of people that have already emailed me, texted me, saying they want sideline passes or tickets to the game. And I tell them, I'm basketball season. I have a fundraiser at 7. I can't even go to the game.
Oh, man.
Hey, tell them if they can't get tickets, they can listen. We'll be there tomorrow night to call it. So they have other alternatives.
I am curious about one thing. It's a new season, new players, everything starting fresh. You going to sport the same uniforms from a year ago, or you got some new unis?
We got the same ones. So we got ours were new last year. They're the old school scoop neck ones that you got to look. Got to be in pretty good shape to wear. So,
oh boy!
So I tell the kids, you better start working out because I'm not definitely not wearing one. So,
so nobody at this table is going to qualify right. for that jersey.
Yes, that is correct. Especially after an order of those sweet potato fries, there's no chance.
Oh,
Coach Morgan, thanks for stopping by. We appreciate you giving us a few minutes of your time, and good luck to you guys this year.
Thanks, guys. You know, when I was a kid playing at Vermillion, I used to listen to this show and Coach Walsh and Coach Abramill. Wondering if they were going to, you know, talk about me. So it was, you know, to be a part of it for 11 years now, it's pretty awesome. So appreciate you guys.
Where has the time gone?
Yeah.
Thank you, Coach. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You bet. Good luck this year.
Thank you.